Blog Talk Radio.
She talking about she got two lovers. It just popped in my head. I didn't listen to the lyrics, and so I had to go back to it, and I listened to the lyrics, and I was like, oh, yeah, now I get it. So all these years, I'm just singing along, not paying attention to the words, just singing along, and, you know, and I mean, how many times does that happen to you, right? You just sing, you like a song, you just sing it, but you don't know what they're talking about. We got to pay attention. we could be singing something we don't agree with, right? And we just smile and happy. But anyway, because there's songs out there about suicide. It's crazy. So anyway, guys, what's happening? It is Throwback Thursday. We're getting closer to the weekend. The week is, you know, the week is what it is, right? It's doing what it does. And hey, what's up, Greg? My brother Greg, how you doing? I know Astra's out there, the baseball game. She does that thing with the baseball teams in the summer. So have a good time, sweetheart. And don't sing. What do you mean don't sing? I'm singing. No, I'm just playing. I don't know what the problem is. Y'all know, I mean, everybody tries to sing, right? We all try to sing. And Greg talking about don't sing. He gets in trouble all the time singing. So he should be a little more, you know, sympathetic to a brother that can't sing. Anyway, it is Thursday, and we're throwing it back. We're going down back into history, and we're going to reminisce together and just go down memory lane together is what I was trying to say. And just, because life could be so crazy and so many crazy things going on. If you take out a moment just to see what's going on in the world, you'll come from there kind of cuckoo. Like, oh, my God, what world is this? What happened? How did this happen? How do we get in this crazy place with all this stuff that's happening? And Italy, the temperature went up to 120 yesterday, 120 degrees. That's so hot. And it was just a moment in the south part of Italy yesterday, hot. And that's because of global warming, right? And so it's like, man, oh, man. But there's so much stuff going on. You see the icebergs melting, and it makes you sad. And animals are dying because of it and suffering because they can't eat the way they normally would eat. And things are just a mess. So it's, and then you got the political climate on top of it, right? So it's just ugly. If you listen to the news just one half an hour, you will hear enough to just make you go, you know what? I need to go turn on Solar Records Radio. I need to go back to where we used to be and having a great time and enjoying life, and life was good. So let's do that. Go down memory lane here on Solar Records Radio with some music, some good music. That's what I call it. So here we go, guys. Let's do it.
how the rainbow
microphone. Turn the mic on, please. Man, oh man, I love that song. It is just the Dales. I mean, they just put it down. That it takes you back there. It's something very special. Something about that time, right? And when you hear these songs, man, I know it pulls you back in there. I know it pulls you back into those moments when you are feeling this amazing a spirit. It's like wonderful. Dana Myers, thank you. I see you're posting there. It looks like you and Collage in the studio. I think I see Larry White. Nice. Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Chuck Gentry, what's up, Chuck? What's up, Chucky? My brother. And anyway, guys, so we want to just have a good time. And I tell you, the music, it just takes you there, right? So kick back, relax, and let us play the music for you as you do whatever it is that you're doing, whether you're at work or you're at home chilling or whatever it is, you know, thank you for letting us supply the music and take you back down memory lane on Solar Records Radio. It's time for, where did Lionel Richie come from? What group? Y'all remember? Lionel Richie. Come on, what group was he in? Commodores. Let's go.
I was
You didn't know, that was Ray Charles singing. Quincy Jones did another edition with Chaka Khan and Ray Charles.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful. I mean, that's the original version of that song, and wow, I'm just, you know, anytime I hear, you know, Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway together, it is just a beautiful thing. I mean, the sound of their voices, just going back in that history and what everybody was going through in the United States at that time, you know, and hearing them singing these great love songs the way that they did. I mean, there's so much, I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of so many of the Black brothers and sisters that despite what they were going through with the Civil Rights Movement, that they were still making beautiful songs. And you know, and a lot of time in pain we can create a beautifulness that will bless us years and years and years down the road. And that's exactly what happened there. I mean, there's a lot of people that go through different things. They hurt, and then they may turn around and write a story about it with an amazing twist that blesses everyone. And it teaches people that even though you're in a dark situation, you don't have to stay there. And sometimes people back in the day used to fantasize and take themselves out of this dark place that they were in so that they could survive in the darkness. And that's what dreaming and creativity is all about. And so I'm my hat off to all of those amazing artists that did that for us. You know, it was a tough time, but you were writing these amazing songs. You were blessing us with a gift. And then you would go on the road and be taunted and not even be able to stay in hotels. You had to sleep in your cars and be treated like trash when you were truly royalty. And but it's no different than what happened to Jesus Christ, if that makes you feel any better. You know, so I just want to say, you know, when people forget about, you know, just being good and kind and loving to people, you know, there's always the other side of the coin. And it breaks my heart to think that we all, when I heard about Sammy Davis Jr., that they would put pee, urine in his beer, in his drinks, and give it to him. I mean, it's disgusting. It shows the worst side of humans. It's so disgusting. But yet, you could not see that on his face when he was on the stage performing, because despite his situation, he was still doing. He lived in another dimension. He lived in the gift that God had given him, and he enjoyed it. And he made us enjoy it. And how beautiful was that? How amazing was that in itself? Who are we? Who are we? We are amazing. Human beings are absolutely amazing. And when we can do that, when we can pull ourselves out of darkness and enjoy the gifts that God has given us so that we don't get consumed by the darkness, because it's very easy to become consumed by it. And you remember this, that the victims become the victimizers because they start to take on what they've been taught and what they've felt, and they give it to somebody else. Sexual abuse transfers from the abuser from the abuse to the abuser, and they become the abuser. Because it's so crazy. So anyway, I see my brother is in the queue. How are you doing, Mr. Don Fleming?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed, and I'm very blessed to hear your voice. And so it's a gift to me, and I love you, and I love your family, and I hope everybody's okay. And it's nice to hear you laugh a little bit. So how have you been otherwise?
I've been good, man. So I just wanted to thank everybody for the prayers and all of, like, the great posts and things like that. So I am back. You know, it is it's a little bittersweet, but I'm glad to be back and kind of just getting back on, and not saying, okay, this is therapy for me, but at the same time, just understanding that, you know, you have that calling, you have a gift, just like you, Wardell, you have a gift, and it's only fair to lead it out to the masses. And that's what we do, man, every day here on Soul Out Records Radio. So I'm glad to be back.
Yes, that's beautiful, man. And, you know, I was just sharing how, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of times that we human beings are capable of taking a bad situation and surviving in it, using the gifts that God has given us and stuff. So And so that was is right on time what you're saying, because this is what you love to do. God gave you this. You love to talk about music. You love to play it and share your thoughts about it and stuff. And so if it gives you an escape from the pain that life sometimes bring on us, then, you know, amen. Enjoy it, man, because it was a gift that was given to you. And so don't worry about using it as a whatever you got to use it for, just use it. God gave it to you. It's yours.
Yep.
Do whatever you need
yep.
to do. You know, right? And so we're just happy, man, that you know, we get to hear your voice and you sound, you know, joyful. I posted your picture of you and your mom. I'm sitting there watching it. And is that your little sister underneath her?
The one reaching for the cake?
No, yeah.
Oh, no. That's my little cousin. Sister's in another pic. You see her, I don't know if you posted that one, but she's on the left, smiling at the camera. She was about 12 years old at the time.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, I was 20.
You were 20 years old. All right. Yes, you know.
20-year-old me.
So, 20-year-old me. And that's very young, because I just finished listening to a young lady explain her story of sexual abuse from the age of 12 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
From 12 to
wow.
20. And so, yeah, you know. And not with the same person, different people. And so, but it's just really, you know, when I listen to that, and then I hear you say you were 20, I'm thinking, wow, he was still very young. As a matter of fact, at 20 is what the age that I decided I was going to go to California audition for Dynasty. So
oh,
and,
nice.
You know, we were yeah, and you know what? The craziest thing about me when I got to Los Angeles, I spoke the Philadelphia slang. And so Mom Spencer, Kevin Spencer's mom, very intelligent
mm-hmm.
lady, she was like, she pulled me to the side like, baby, I don't understand what you're saying. You have to speak English. And it was so like, what? I didn't even, you know, because at 20, don't forget, we're just so young. We don't know. We are a product of our environment, right? And I just came from Philadelphia. I'm in Los Angeles. And she said that to me, and I was like, but I was like, I don't know any other language. That's what I grew up with around all my friends. And so what I learned to do was to slow down, not talk so fast, pronounce my words, enunciate better. And, you know, to go slower so I can enunciate. And so then at that point, she started understanding me better, and she encouraged me to continue to do that and go ahead and finish your schooling. And so I went back to college. But see, I love people like that that intercept you, you know, and like, hold on. I can see that you're not going to be successful if you continue to go this way. Let me redirect you a little bit and help you stay on a good course. And so she's 93 years old now. And so I just want to say thank you, Mom, for making it easier for me to communicate with people. But when you said 20, all this came to my mind when you said 20. Wow.
I triggered something, huh, you said.
Hey, John, can you tell us, since you're back, can you tell us in your own thoughts, what is the definition of old school music to you?
What's the definition of old school music?
Yes.
It's all subjective. I think when you think about music that takes you to a certain time in your life when you were younger, definitely in your younger days, and it captures a moment. Not to get too melodramatic about it, I think when you talk about old school music and people say, you know, music from 2000, you know, in 2001 is probably considered old school music now, which is totally crazy to me, but hey, it's my, you know, my opinion. But I think when you have reflections of your life, you know, if there's like I always talk about skating, you know, skating rink music I used to skate to when I was younger, you know, there's an old school feel to it. And I guess the word old school just means vintage. It means a certain time, a certain period of time. You know, when you say school, you know, you're from the old school. You're from an era, or you're from a school. I'm saying school and old school. You're from an era that had a different set of rules, and it had a different set of moments that you capture, and it encapsulates that whole period. The period, and it triggers back to your youth. So it's just that vintage old school music is just vintage music that basically, just to pretty much abbreviate it, it's vintage music that takes you to a place in your life that's a good, that's of emotion. Whether it's a good feeling, whether it's a memory of your grandmother, or, you know, when she used to roller skate, or whatever. So it just encapsulates that moment. So I hope I was able to break it down like that.
Okay. Well, grandma roller skating, you just killed me on that one. I don't want to see my grandma roller skating.
She used to roller skate backwards just so smoothly. It was just, and I couldn't do it to save my life. I'm like, you are 65 years old out here just going, you know, backwards, just smooth like that. This is just wrong. But you know what, though? That just, because we're going to be 65, Lord willing, you know, we're going to be 65 at one time, and we're going to do something that may consider out of the ordinary. You know, you might go out there and you might go to batting practice. You might go to the batting cage and you might hit a home run, you know, or whatever at 65 years old. So I think, you know, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to just, you know, of course, don't get trapped in time, but at the same time, it's okay to have that nostalgic moment and kind of act out on it. Now, your body's gonna tell you one thing, though. Maybe don't do this too much, but I think it's only fair to kind of live in the moment of whatever your inhibitions are. So, and that's okay. What I say to a lot of people. Hey, do what you feel. You know, your body might not agree with it, you know, in the long run, but hey, at least you said, you know, you did it.
Right, there you go. So let me see if I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to try. That's a tough ask. I shouldn't say ask, but that's a tough question. And so, you did a great job in answering it. I want to answer that question too, because that was from the listener. And so, what's old school to me? What's old school to me? What's old school? First of all, old school is fun to me. It makes me happy. It makes me happy. It makes me feel good. That's why it makes me happy, because it makes me feel good. And I think it makes me feel good because most of the music is uplifting and joyful, and you know, you have a few things where they get political, you know, in some of the songs and stuff, but for the most part, it's very uplifting music. And then, you know, you're also dealing with the element of real musicians, and so all the music that we were listening to had a lot of individuality into it, where you had real people playing, and so the music didn't sound the same. Everybody had their own style. soon as the song came on, you would know if that's Earth, Wind, and Fire, or if it was the Ohio Players, or if it's Kool and the Gang, because the Earth, Wind, and Fire, because everybody had their own style. Nowadays, you got to wait to hear the voice and try to figure out what it is, because everybody has the same instrument, which is a computer. And so, you know, they're so old school to me, like you said, is very authentic. It is something that like makes you happy, makes you feel good, and it takes you down, takes you places that you can travel with old school, because it takes you places, you know, emotionally that you weren't expecting to happen. And it may make you even think of an individual that you might want to call all of a sudden. So do you think that up-tempos are more uplifting of the old school or ballad or both?
I think both. Again, it's subjective. Again, this is all subjective. But I think when you have, especially ballads, I mean, when you think of ballads, when you think of, I mean, you're at the epitome of just a ballad central at Solar Records when you think about Shalimar, when you think about the slow jams that they came out with and the slow jams that Lakeside did. That slow jam, when you hear, you know, when you hear This for the Love in You, you know, you can kind of pinpoint where you were, you know. And again, it just takes you to that moment. And again, it's that vintage music that gives you a moment of nostalgia. But again, it takes you to emotion. It takes you to a place where you get that emotion. That emotion, to me, that type of emotion can just make or break your day to day in real time. So it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter if it's up tempo or a slow jam. You think about like. Love Ballad by LTD. I'm thinking of a song just out of my head.
Yeah.
You know, you think about Gladys Knight and the Pips, you're number one in my book, or Glenn Jones, Show Me. It doesn't matter what the tempo of the song is. That old school feel, the feeling, that emotion is what's important. Like you said, up tempo. You think about Fantastic Voyage. You think about Take That to the Bank. You think about And the Beat Goes On. That takes you to a place. And that emotion, again, that emotion encapsulates that moment. And again, it'll make or break your day in real time. And that's what old school music can do. That's the beauty of good music.
Amen. You know, and for me, old school up tempos are fun, exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me back to a good time when I was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yes, me and my buddies hanging out. We were probably doing stuff we shouldn't have been doing, but we were just growing up and just trying to figure out life, you know. And we were just having a good time doing the things that our parents didn't want us to do, but we had to figure it out for ourselves. And so it was like a lot of fun for us. But then you talk about old school ballads. Oh, that makes me think about the girls that I wanted. The girl that I got, or the girl I didn't get, or the girl I wish I got. You know, it's just, so ballads have a different thing for me. It's just the old school ballads are really, it makes, like you said about a few weeks ago, you said, oh, I was fresh. It makes you fresh. Like I was, because I was just a kid and I was trying hard to find here.
Well, see, you got to remember the common denominator is emotion. So it doesn't matter. Like you were having a mannish thought when you talk about the women, when you talk about the young ladies.
That's an
emotion that a certain song can take you to. And that is, to me, the clear definition, or at least the clear, visual, you can kind of see it. It's kind of abstract, but it's a visual of what old school music is. And that's a pure, to me, in its purest form of definition.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's fun just talking about it. And I tell you, there's such a big difference, and I wish that we get this. Like, you know, as young men, young women growing up, and we're feeling all of these emotions and learning about, you know, sexual things and how, you know, who we are and what we are and what we're attracted to and what makes us single. That's a beautiful innocence. But what happens is that when we get older, when you become an older man and you're doing these things with other people, that it's just like, hold on. And the reason why I said that, because I was thinking about Cuomo, like what's happening with him. You know, like he just lost his job because he took those feelings. And, you know, you're not supposed to be experimenting at that time. You're like 49, 59, 69 years old, and you don't experiment. You don't just touch people and feel on people. You know, but at this age, but teenagers did, and it was okay because we were just trying to figure everything out. We were trying to navigate. We didn't know. We were doing our best trying to figure this thing out. Why do I like that girl? Why am I dreaming about that girl? Why did I fall asleep? Do you remember falling asleep on the phone talking to a girl? I used to get on the phone and talk, and wake up with the phone next to my head. I was so crazy about the girl. I didn't even know how to say goodnight or goodbye. You know, did you ever have those times, or did they have cell phones when you were growing up? Because they didn't have cell phones when I was growing up.
Well, just landline phones talk to that girl all night, and then, you know, the whole, well, I'm about to go. You hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
That's it. That's right. The greatest, and, you know, and so we just sit right there and not hang up and just sit on the phone. See, that's old school right there in itself. That's
mm-hmm.
People don't do that. They don't do that kind of stuff anymore. But it was a wonderful time. And just like that 57 Chevy Classic, wonderful time. They don't make those cars. Like, they don't make cars the way they used to. And so, but anyway, we want to get back to the music. John Fleming, Wardell Price Jr., and my buddy Greg, he's always in the mix and keeping us going. He pushes from the side. He keeps pushing us. So Why the Songs Last and is known by future generations when other songs doesn't. So why do old school songs last and known by future generations when other songs doesn't?
That's a good question. And you know what? We can talk about that in the next segment. That's something that you got to take the time and really think about.
Yeah, and so the question is really, why does one song last and is known by future generations when other songs doesn't? All right, so when we come back, we'll answer that question. Lord have mercy, somebody always pushing us. Here we go. In the house. We'll be back.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. We love it. We love it. We love it. That is Shalimar right there. I feel like that's the radio. Don Fleming is making noise in the background, of course. That's, you know, how He's back, y'all.
I had to sit down and my bottle, my swell bottle just moved in. I swear you've got sensitive ears.
So anyway, I just wanted to get back, you know, just that music right there. That now, just for instance, the song that just went off, for, this is for the love in you. This is a song that I was involved in recording for Shalimar. And I distinctly remember, you know, Howard just really laying it out and doing his part and just taking it to a whole nother level, someplace I didn't expect it to go. Leon, always had it in mind where it was going, but I didn't. I'm just a kid in the candy store. I had no idea. I was just glad to be there, right? And so just watching it grow and grow and come together like that, it was absolutely amazing. And still to this day, when he's in concerts and he pops that song, this song comes on, the ladies go crazy. And so so let me just go back to the question.
All right.
Why, you know, like, so the song I started off in this last segment was Shaka Khan. You know, the groove Shaka Khan came from. And the song, why do songs like that still sound so current and other songs doesn't? I mean, what do you think makes the song what it is? It's a tough question because we have to think of the songs that's not doing that.
Well, I think it kind of correlates with the question you asked before, as far as what is old school music. And I think the capturing of an era, the beautiful composition of the music itself. I mean, when you think about, and I think you played Take Your Time by the SOS Band too. When you think about those songs, the bands and I can vividly remember, and this is going to the SOS Band song, and I'll get to For the Love in You. But as far as, let's say, the SOS Band song, Take Your Time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember, you know, the Soul Train performance. I remember watching them and just, I mean, there was like 10 of them out there on that little stage. And I mean, I just remember they just had a good time. This was great for a 6-year-old. I was 6 years old in 1980, but I remember that vividly, you know, and
wow.
I remember that moment. I remember, and this might go a little off tangent, but I remember, you know, being in Venice, California that summer and having water balloon fights with my cousins. And, you know, that's one of the songs that's blasting in the background, you know, and it goes back to the question about what is old school music. I think it takes you a certain emotion when you listen to the musicianship, the fact that these are bands playing their instruments and they're funky. It's like, I don't know, it resonates. I don't know if it just resonates to those African drums. I don't know if it's in our DNA to feel that the way we do, but it captures something. And it's the beauty of all music. Again, all music, I mean, all your beauty and your love for music, no matter what the genre is, I think it stands the test of time. And you can think about it. If you get a real technical, you think about the music composition, the strings, and the bass guitar, you know, the drums, you know, you can hear that, you know, and it's a beautiful form of pockets or whatever. You know, you hear those technical terms, you hear those little bitty things, and again, it takes you to a place of emotion, and it takes you to a place, you know, for me, you know, one of the good, the satisfaction I get now is when you can go to YouTube, you go to YouTube and you can have access to the music or whatever, but there are a lot of younger generational kids that are doing like reaction videos or reaction videos to the music, to this old school music we talked about earlier. And a lot of them are starting to get it. It's like, you know, again, I'm not crapping on a lot of music out now. There's some great music out there right now. You just got to look for it. But when you're listening to it, you know, those kids are like, I know why my mom likes this song now. I know why my grandmother used to love this song, you know, because the younger generation, they capture a memory of their grandmama, them in the kitchen, you know, cooking with their grandmother and the grandma, or cleaning the house with the grandmother. And I think that's all of us to a certain extent, all generations. They can go back to a time when they were cleaning the house with their grandma or their mom and the music is playing. So, and you're listening to the technical parts of the music, the composition, again, the instruments, the musicianship of it, the whole, and the fact that you got a chance to see it live going back to Soul Train, that was the icing on the cake, and you saw the fact that they looked like they had a good time. Now, yeah. The Shalimar song, the Howard Hewitt and For the Love in You, that slow jam, seeing my mom and my stepdad slow jam to that, you know, I mean, it takes you to a memorable place. And again, that's to me, that's timeless. Those moments are timeless. And those timeless moments, again, it correlates with the music that's being played. So you can't really, after saying all of this, you can't really give a good description of why it's timeless. You just know it is. It's an organic feeling, you know. It's kind of like that whole, what is love, you know. But I hope I was able to kind of, you know, explain it a little bit. But I think it's you can just tell, you know. You pinpoint a moment, and if that resonates with who you are, it, you know, at most the person you are today, you can go back to those times and then understand the technicality of it. I think that's one of the reasons it's timeless. So but anyway, back to you, Wardell.
so real quick, back to you. Is it the music or the memory or both that makes it timeless?
I think it's a little bit of both. To me, it's a, like you were saying a long time ago, I think it's the soundtrack of who we are. It's the soundtrack of our life. Solar Records was a part of my life, the soundtrack of my life. You know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, you know, they were the producers. Yeah. They were the producers of the soundtrack of my life. Leon Silvers, whatever, you know. So I think your life, everybody's life has a soundtrack. So it's just what you make out of it at the end of the day. And again, it's all subjective.
Right. Well said, brother. Well said. You know, I you know, I grew up listening to what I listened to, what we played in the neighborhood and what they played in the neighborhood and other kids liked and what they played at my friends' houses and stuff, and so that became a product of who I was. Or I became a few days or figure what the music was. Right. So I love just talking about it because it makes everything just as real as it feels. You know, just talking about it, you know. Because it feels a certain way, but you don't really talk about your feelings. Especially guys, we tend not to talk about our feelings as much. But the fact that you're able to break this down and really get into it, that's really good for me. So thank you Thanks for the question, Greg, and thanks for
no problem.
The answers, John. And so we want to keep this music going on Soul Out Records Radio as we reminisce together here on Soul Out Records Radio. We got about another 29 minutes left in the show. I don't know how long John's hanging out with us, but this is Goldie Mac coming up also late tonight, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. Is that Eastern Standard Time? Well, you know, he's 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard. He's late, boy. Whoa, he comes up.
Yeah, I'm coming back tonight. I'm coming back tonight.
And, okay, sure. John's coming back tonight, too, and that would be 7, wait, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody likes that throwback Thursday, right? Hey, if you're gonna come back, this is the time to come back. So let's keep this music going on Soul Out Records Radio and continue to reminisce.
got the money, check on chocolate, giving kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got the money, kisses for your lips. Yes, I got the money, check on chocolate, giving kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love, and my arms have been waiting for your love to arrive. My heart has been waiting for so anticipating your love, your love. Oh, I don't care how long it might take, 'cause I know the woman for me you are make. Not myself the shit of being part of what feels like the right romance. Girl, do I do?
Bye. child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Family affair.
What a family affair we have in here today on Solar Records Radio. And I just want to thank you guys and everybody. Thanks, Greg, for all your support, brother. Thanks for everything you do. Thanks, John Fleming, for calling in and just blessing us. And we are glad that he sounds much better. And, you know, for those who don't know, he lost his mother a couple of weeks ago. So it's been a trying time for him. And so we've just been trying to support and love him through what he's going through there. And he seems to be, you know, okay. So we're just very, very fortunate about that, you know, that he's okay. And so anyway, you know, it's hard to lose, you know, somebody, you know, someone you love, and especially your mom. Come on, you know, great. So, you guys, don't forget tomorrow, Solar Records Radio, it's going to be us kicking off the weekend celebrating the sound of Los Angeles music. So come hang out with us. It's all about the music from the 80s of Solar, 70s and 80s. The music is just awesome. So come hang out with us as we do that every Friday on Solar Records Radio. We always give back. And so we want to just, you know, go back and just, you know, just talk about that music and some of the stuff that things that happened in the studio. And, you know, hopefully one of my brothers will call in and share their stories as well. So we'll see. You just never know. And but thanks again. 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the way. We will be on tomorrow doing that celebration sound of Los Angeles music, which is Solar Records. All right, guys? So you be blessed and take care. And thanks again for tuning in. And have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. And we will see you tomorrow. So Solar Records Radio, I'm up and out of here.
And talk to you. Of course, Wardell already said his goodbyes. I'm going to say my goodbyes on this show. But tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Yes, Throwback Thursday Night. Thursday Night Throwback or Throwback Thursday Night is back. Check me out tonight at 8 p.m. P.M. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a great show. Hopefully, we can get Wardell on and we can kind of hang out. And, of course, back to normal, back to living your life, back to doing what we do. And make sure you guys tune in. And if you're on Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page, make sure you like the page and tell a friend to like the page. And also check out the show tonight. Again, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope you guys tune in. Thank you guys so much for tuning in on this show. Wardell, man, thank you so much for this opportunity, bro. I'll see you tonight.
All right, brother. God bless. And thank you again. We appreciate you, bro. All right. There we go.
Listen, one more time, I'm doing fine. Oh,
All right, guys, take care, and we'll catch you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Father God, we ask you to protect and bless all of our listeners. We love you and appreciate you. Thank you for the opportunity to love one another. God bless you all. Thank you, God, for loving us. We offer all our blessings in Jesus' name. Good night, and God bless. See you guys later.